What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, you know, hoflation is bad when Sven the Viking goes out with a short, flat, ugly Somali woman. So this is Heineken Zero, guys. I'm just walking around Riga at night, which rhymes with nigga. And today we're going to be talking about hoflation in Latvia. So, as you guys know, I was working on MGTOW TV at Costa Coffee, which is going to be my Starbucks for the next couple of days, making sure we have the best live stream in the alt tech world. And also at the same time, guys, we need to make sure that Metuali web services, that the server we have is the best. We had a little bit of an issue with the cPanel today, so we're waiting for the guys behind cPanel to get back to us and hopefully resolve our issue. That way we can get our new kick-ass server for Metuali web services up and running. That's going to be the web server that's going to be hosting all of you guys who are our clients. So I was walking around the mall today because I had to go buy pants. Apparently the pants that I was wearing for the past half dozen years, I put them in the washing machine last night. And when I woke up in the morning, the pants, they were torn down the seam, okay? Not like a small tear, but the whole seam, like, literally came apart at the seam. You know, the whole leg, okay? The whole leg at the seam literally came apart. So, of course, there's no way to fix it or rehabilitate it. So I went to Zara, of all places, and I bought pants from over there. They were a slim fit. I know a lot of you guys out there are going to say, yo, Amr, you just scored major homo suspicious points. You know, homo suspicion points, because you bought slim fit pants. But you guys have to keep in mind, you know, they don't have all the options and features we have back in America when it comes to the type of clothing you bought. In fact, this is my pants over here, if you guys can see it. I know I look like a freaking hipster, but it is what it is, guys. I'm not gonna walk around here wearing shorts when it's actually sub 30 degrees, believe it or not, guys. It's actually 31, 32 degrees right now. In a couple of hours, it probably will go down to like 28, 29 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's pretty much freezing from my understanding. Anyways, so when I was walking around the mall, I saw Sven, tall Viking looking Nordic dude, going out with a short, fat, ugly Somali chick. Now, talk shit about Shaniqua all you want, at least Shaniqua has curves, okay? But Pooja, you know, special shout out to Martin Goldberg for the term Pooja, which refers to sub-average colored woman, mainly Indians and blacks. You know, sometimes sometimes you can't tell the difference between a black chick and an Indian chick, you know. And the Somalis are like that, because Somalis, you know, they're not black, and at the same time their phenotype can pass off a little bit Indian. So like I said, I saw Sven, you know, the Viking, with Pooja, the ugly Somali chick. And the hoflation in Latvia, guys, is already above average. And I'm going to tell you why in a second. Again, Heineken Zero, okay? So when I went to Zara to buy my pants, the woman at Zara, okay, they have to be beautiful, okay? Unlike America, they're not gonna hire ugly, blue-haired, tatted-up woman. They don't do that here, okay? If you're gonna go to an upscale place like Zara, They want all the people working there to be hot, white, blue-eyed, blonde, beautiful woman. And the women that were working at Zara, they were not happy. You could tell that they're miserable. And the reason why they're miserable is very simple. These women should be getting flown out to Dubai. These women should be popping their pussy on Instagram or OnlyFans, you know, making $1 million a month. Yet these women are working at Zara making minimum wage. Now, you see, guys, my motto is live like a king or live like a dog. Okay, that's my motto. Okay, now when I'm in America, guys, depending where I am, what city, state I am in America, you know, I can be living in a car, working DoorDash 15 hours a day, literally living the life of a freaking dog, or I could be overseas living like a king, you know. As you guys see from my videos, you know, all the amazing food I'm able to cook, right? So my motto is live like a king or live like a dog. Now, women, their motto is similar. Their motto is, you know, live like a queen or live like a dog. So a lot of these super duper hot women, what they end up doing is that they work a minimum wage job, and they hope some way, somehow, some super duper rich guy like discovers them, and now they'll be living the high life. Something you guys need to understand, here in Latvia, you're not gonna see the super duper hot woman at the pub or at the nightclub, you know. Like the dime pieces, the legit dime pieces, they're not walking around in public, guys. You know, they might work in public, but for the most part, they're not gonna be out and about doing normal people shit, okay? You're not gonna see, you know, a dime piece walking out here with a glass of beer, or in my case, non-alcoholic beer, okay? These are women who are probably trying to make their OnlyFans work. They're probably on Instagram hoping some rich Saudi sheikh pays them $35,000 to come out to Dubai for a week. Okay, that's what the super duper hot women here in Latvia are doing. And that's female nature, okay? That's just how it is worldwide, you know? I've said this in a past video and I'm gonna say it again. With the exception of not being tatted up and morbidly obese, ain't no difference between a Latvian chick and a chick back in America. It's the same thing, okay? So, what's happening here, because hoflation is off the charts, a lot of good-looking Nordic guys, they end up going with Pujas. Kind of like in Sweden, I believe. You know, is it Sweden or Denmark? It's one of those Nordic countries. I forget which one it is. You know, the women there are so horrible that the government actually wants to pass a law banning Nordic men from getting with Thai women. That's how bad it is in one of these Nordic countries, you know. Coincidentally, this is how an ethnic like Yogi Obes can get a Swedish woman. You know, somebody on MGTOW TV the other day, they sent me a picture of Yogi Obes' wife and daughter. Yes, he has a daughter. It's publicly available information, guys. It's not like somebody like broke into his fucking social media. It's publicly available. I'm not gonna put that shit out there, guys, because, you know, you keep kids out of it, and if a woman has nothing to do with the manosphere, you also keep her out of it. But this is how ethnic guys like Yogi Obes end up getting white women. What ends up happening is, as more and more of the white dudes, they simply check out and they say, you know what, I'm just gonna get me a colored woman. You know, more and more of their women are gonna say, well, you know what, I'm gonna get me a colored dude, you know. So this is going to be a dynamic that we're going to be seeing more and more of as time goes by. Now, for you white dudes out there who want to do JBW, just be white, please don't do nigger shit, okay? I'm part of a passport bro group. Real black men who travel, not fucking Austin Hallman, you know, defrauding the government, taking money from the PPP loans program, buying prostitutes, and then selling it off as if it's a legit relationship. Okay, guys? No, I'm talking about real passport bro who've been doing this shit for years, maybe decades, okay? And they wrote this in our Facebook, in our WhatsApp chat a couple of days ago. They're like, man, look at all these white dudes marrying all these colored women. And guys who make a dollar a day wouldn't even look at these women, okay? See, when I saw Sven the Viking with Pooja, the Somali chick, I was laughing at him. I was like, dude, really, dude? Like, I wouldn't touch her. All the Somali guys I know won't touch her, but there you are, you know? Guys, the last thing you guys need is to have some ancient nigger laughing at you, okay? So, for all of you white guys out there who want to do JBW, look, I'm not Garrett. Look, if you're Coach Bitch Pill or Wheat Waffles, yeah, I think a Pooja might actually be too good for you if you're Wheat Waffles, okay? But if you're a decent-looking white dude, what the fuck you doing with women that even their own men, who probably make a dollar a day, don't even want, okay? So, another thing that I wanted to bring up here, you know, it's really cold, guys. It's like, this is freezing temperature, man. I mean, my fingers are freaking freezing, man. My jaws are freezing, believe it or not. See, this is why I just walk around a lot, guys. I know why people here walk around so goddamn quick, you know? Keep their metabolism up so they can get hot, you know? I never walked this fast in my life. You know, you gotta keep that metabolism up. You know, get your body heated. Otherwise, you might freeze to death, man. So another thing that I wanted to bring up to you guys out there is that, wholeflation is up worldwide. The hot woman, yeah, they're gonna sell pussy, guys. Just accept that fact. Hot women are gonna sell pussy, period. Whether they do it on OnlyFans, whether they do it on Instagram, they're gonna sell pussy, okay? Because see, hot women, they're gonna look around and they're gonna, for example, I was reading on Yahoo News today. I know some of you guys are gonna say, wait a minute, Amr, you're in Latvia. How the hell are you on Yahoo News America? Cause I got me a VPN, you know? And you guys can also get yourself a VPN by going to mitweb.co, or you can go over to TFM's channel, grab his promo link, that way he gets to make some money. And for less than $5 a day, you can get yourself a VPN, or you can get yourself a VPN for like under $2.50 a month if you want to take our our 2-year package. Okay, and I've already had lots of people save more money using my VPN than the cost of the product that they wanted to buy. For example, you know, if you change your location, you can get cheaper air tickets, right? I don't know if any of you guys know that, but if you guys are in America and you change your VPN location to, let's say, Norway or someplace like that in Europe, you will get a better deal than if you were in America. So imagine you know, you buy a VPN for like $60 for 2 years and you save, you know, $80, $90, $100 on a plane ticket. You made your money for that VPN. Not to mention, you know, if you're like me and you like to see what the hell is going on back in America, you can do so. If you want to watch Netflix, you can do so. If you are at a location where they won't let you visit particular websites, like for example, when I was in Colombia, they wouldn't let me visit MGTOW TV in Colombia. In fact, I at McDonald's back in America, I can't even visit GiveSendBro.com. So I put on my VPN and boom, shakalaka laka, I can go any website I want, okay? So I was reading on Yahoo News, like I was saying, about this teacher. She quit her job and now she's making shitload of money on OnlyFans, okay? You don't think other women are watching this, reading this, and saying to themselves, yo, man, if this teacher who's making maybe $50,000 a year, she's popping her pussy on Instagram or on what's, you know, OnlyFans, right? She's now making $50,000 a month. Why can't I do it? At the end of the day, guys, when it comes to women, it's gonna be looks, okay? We don't care about anything else when it comes to women other than, is she hot? You know? Now, I personally think the future is gonna be the harem system. The future is gonna be a website for women to hook up with rich men. It's actually snowing. Shit, it's snowing. I don't know if you guys can see it or not, it's snowing. Damn. Just 2 weeks ago, I was swimming in the ocean in Miami. Now it's freaking snowing. And it's snowing, it's not even November yet and it's already snowing. I told you guys, it's fucking freezing. So, what was I telling you about OnlyFans a second ago? So, when it comes to women, guys, it's purely about looks, okay? I think the future is gonna be a website where women can go out with rich guys, hook up with rich guys. As you guys know, Tinder has a subscription of $500 a month, okay? Now, of course, we all laugh at that $500 a month subscription on Tinder, but what you guys need to understand is the bigger picture, okay? If you can afford $500 a month Tinder subscription, that means you're a dude with money. Right now, guys, you need to understand, women are only looking for guys with money, okay? In the past, women can screw around with an ain't shit nigger, but now they're like, hey man, let me monetize this pussy. That's what's happening, okay? There's a reason why Leonardo DiCaprio gets rid of women after the age of 23, okay? When a woman is under the age of 23, that's when she's like in horny mode, okay? Now, once she hits 23, that's when she's like, well, I gotta start, you know, building my egg nest or my nest egg or whatever it is, right? So, a lot of... Ooh, damn. Hopefully I didn't tear my shoes. So, a lot of these women out there, guys, what they're doing is that they're simply monetizing their vagina. That's what they're doing. They're just monetizing their vagina as early as they possibly can, okay? So, when it comes to a lot of women out there, guys, eventually, you know what? I'm gonna trade my hand because I think my fingers are freezing. I really think that my fingers are freezing. Give me a second. Ugh. Oh, there we go. Damn. My fingers are almost froze. So, look, let's go that way. So, what women are doing now, guys, is that they're monetizing their vagina. That's just how it is, okay? So, they're looking for guys with money. Now, you Indian guys out there watching this, they ain't checking for you, dude. Even if you do have, look, here's the thing, okay? Let's say you have Leonardo DiCaprio and you have Yogi Obes. They both have the same amount of money. At the end of the day, trust and believe, what's his name, Leonardo DiCaprio, is gonna have all the women while Yogi Obes is gonna have none, okay? Like we all know in the MGTOW community, women will share an alpha. That's exactly what's gonna happen. In fact, Islam tells us one man is gonna lead 50 women. Why? Because women are gonna be looking at the top 3% men, okay? If you're a good looking dude, you got money, women are going to want you, okay? Trust and believe, guys, when the economy shits the bed, which it will, these women, they're not gonna be working as a barista at Starbucks. They're not gonna be working as a freaking cashier at Zara's. No. They would much rather be with alpha males like Leonardo DiCaprio and what have you. This is why I'm telling you guys out there who do have the looks, go out there and make as much money as you possibly can. Because when shit hits the fan, you guys are gonna be in very, very high demand, okay? So, it's imperative to understand that with the war and the Zionist, look. I wouldn't be surprised if a nuclear bomb goes off in the very near future, okay? Because that's what the Jews want, because that's how they bring in their Messiah. You know, a nuclear bomb has to go off. Even the Shia believe in a nuclear bomb having to go off to bring in their Mahdi, okay? So, trust and believe, guys. Once nukes start going off, them hoes out there, they're gonna have to start changing their tune, guys. You know, this whole strong and independent boss bitch, this whole act, yeah, it's gonna go in the garbage quicker than Coach Bitchville getting jacked in the jaw for using too much teeth on a truck driver, okay? So, I just want everybody out there to understand that eventually this all will come to an end, guys. It will come to an end, and you just have to be prepared for it. Again, if you're fucking Yogi Obes, and you know, as much as we talk shit about Yogi Obes mugs like 90% of all the Indian dudes out there, okay? So you guys out there who are decent looking, you have a shitload of money, trust and believe, you are going to be the future when it comes to all these fifils out there who will finally realize that this whole boss bitch, need no man, you slay queen is just what it is. It's just retardation. That's really what it is, okay? The only reason women do so well nowadays, it's because we live in a world based on usury, riba, interest, okay? We live in a world based off of fake money, fake everything, okay? Once all this fake shit, once this house of cards comes crashing down, you guys out there need to understand, man. All these ancient niggers out there who will spend 5-6 hours a day, you know, following some girl around town hoping to get a sniff of her pussy, okay? All these ancient niggers, when shit hits the fan, they ain't gonna have anything. And two, This woman, all this woman have to do is simply bust that pussy wide open for you, and that's it. All these in shit niggers out there, and you're not gonna care for them, unless of course you're Coach Bitchville and you're into traps. The women are not gonna care for them. So at the end of the day, you guys out there who are decent looking, you have a shitload of money, you guys end up winning. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. And I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care.